All right, 8 minutes before the top of the hour, the lives of those affected by Hurricane Katrina will never be the same. We know that, but our next guest says this can be an opportunity for a positive change.
I talked about that with my minister yesterday. You know, you look at the tragedy, you feel for the people and what they've gone through, but then you look at the good that can come out of this. Aaron Ralston is a rock climber, and you're going to remember him because he was forced to cut off his own arm because he was trapped under a boulder on a mountain, and that's what he had to do to survive. His best-selling book is called Between a Rock and a Hard Place. Boy, were you. And you did just that. You turned what could have been an incredible tragedy in your life into something that really changed your life for the better.
It did. And I think the miracle that became a part of my life in those days has brought me closer to my family and my friends. It's given me a greater understanding of the priorities of the relationships in my life, of the relationship that I have with myself and my spirituality as well. Mm-hmm. And I think that in terms of what's going on in the Gulf Coast region, this is indeed an opportunity to come back to be better than ever. As I've seen what's happened to me in my life, I think there's direct parallels for people to take this and for especially the New Orleans area to come back even stronger and more vibrant than,
well,
than
one
they were before.
One parallel, pardon me, is the fact that you were stuck on the side of that mountain with just 22 ounces of water. You can identify with those folks who didn't have any water, and you had two burritos.
Yeah. Well, certainly the depredations that you go through, that's the suffering that we have as part of our lives. It's not something to necessarily be avoided, but actually the opportunity for growth and development, where we find our own strength. The times when we have to rely on what it is that we have inside of us, those relationships with our Creator, that in those times, that's when I think we really find out what we're made of.
Well, and you had a choice, die or cut off your arm, and you said, I'm going to live, I'm going to cut off my own arm. So when you go and talk to these people, it's not like you're talking about something that you read in a textbook somewhere.
Yeah, well, the personal experience definitely gives me the knowledge. I know for a fact what it is that I value and how much that's worth to me in my life. I think it comes back to understanding those priorities, what it is to value in your life, and I guess knowing that, and you have to believe in it. You have to keep hope alive and make a plan for a better tomorrow.
If you talk about cutting the arteries and these little tendons and go with a dull pocket knife, step by step by step, not cutting off the arm, but step by step from artery to tendon, is that almost, can get transferred
that
directly?
That stuff looks familiar, doesn't it?
Can it transfer directly to what people do? Take little steps. Get your house, get your family, get your clothes.
It's what are you going to do today, and if you're thinking about what are you going to do today is too much, is too big for you to think about, then think about what you're going to do in the next hour, and if that's too much, you think about in the next few minutes.
Aaron, how do you go from feeling that you are a victim? I mean, and these people have been. They have been a victim of this storm. How do you go from in your mind saying, I'm a victim, to I'm going to be a victor?
That's a great transition, and that's taking responsibility for yourself and your situation and taking action. A lot of us, we face fear and uncertainty, fatigue, and just a lack of motivation that we all have it within us to do a lot more than what we think we can, and it's using our courage to overcome that fear, our faith to overcome that uncertainty.
Would you have ever thought before this you could have done that?
I think if you'd have told me that, I would have laughed. Just I think as a lot of people react to my story, they say I would never have been able to do that. But that's the difference. Now I know that I could have, and that gives me a confidence going forward. Just that this will become the foundation for a better future for the people down the Gulf.
Talk to Aaron, meet Aaron by going to Bethesda, Maryland, the Barnes & Noble there, September 14th. That'll be at 7:30. The book is now available on softcover, Between a Rock and a Hard Place. Aaron Ralston, great meeting you.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Inspirational. Coming up.